Hello, and a warm welcome to this latest episode of the Reform Party podcast. It's just me today, so I thought I would take this opportunity to review what's been happening in Reform UK over the last couple of weeks. I must say, it's been very tempting to get involved before now, but sometimes in politics, as in life, it's best to say nothing, because sometimes whatever you say can only make things worse. However, time has moved on, and I think expressing my view at this point is now appropriate. I think it's fair to say that of the five MPs who were elected for Reform last June, Rupert Lowe has been the most impressive. He has enhanced his reputation over the last 9 months, and his background was as a successful businessman. He was previously the chairman of Southampton Football Club, but since last June, he's also become known as a skilled and impressive orator. When Elon Musk famously took a swipe at Farage saying that he didn't have what it takes to be a future Prime Minister, Lowe was singled out for praise. Musk began reposting his Twitter posts and Rupert gained an impressive social media following, particularly in the US. At the beginning of this month, everything in the Reform world was rosy. We were riding high in the polls. We seem to be on a run into the inevitable course to become the next party of government in 2029. So it was a great surprise when on the 6th of March, in an interview with Rupert Lowe, it was published in the Daily Mail, in which Rupert stated that, in his view, Nigel Farage was a messianic leader and that the party needed to move forward from being a protest party to a party capable of government. This was a clear challenge to Nigel's leadership and could not be expected to be ignored. As I say, it came as a complete surprise because why would somebody decide to instigate a coup against a party leader who had guided the party to 4 million votes in the previous general election and was top in the polls? Surely there could never be a worse moment to attempt a political coup. Anyway, Rupert Lowe was immediately suspended from the party and the other MPs closed ranks. But gradually, the drivers for the interview began to emerge. It was announced that there had been complaints about Rupert from his constituency and parliamentary workers. There was also an allegation that he had threatened physical violence against the chairman, Zia Yusuf, and that these complaints were being independently investigated by a King's Counsellor appointed by the party. Over the next 2 weeks, supporters of Rupert Lowe waged a campaign to denigrate Nigel, and if this had just been a battle of the egos, Lowe's intervention would have been, in my view, quite unforgivable. But it began to emerge that at the heart of this dispute, there was in fact a difference over policy. Rupert supported a policy of mass deportation of immigrants. Nigel took the view that such a policy was unworkable and would not be supported by the mass of the UK population. Now remember, that it was Nigel who identified the problem of the small boats in the first place, and of course, we all agree that they must be stopped. Nigel believes this too, but he thinks it's not reasonable to promote a policy of mass remigration, which, even if most people thought was desirable, could not practically be delivered. But at its heart, I think that this dispute is a proxy for a more fundamental debate about what kind of party Reform UK should be. Because Nigel Farage has always taken the view that Reform should not be an ethno-nationalist party, where the rights of people to live and work in the UK should be dictated by their ethnicity. There are a number of other nationalist parties who take that line, but it's not a policy that Nigel supports. And he's fought ethno-nationalist parties throughout his career. He emphasised his position on this by appointing Zia Yusuf, a Muslim, as party chairman. And unfortunately, Zia has been subjected to attacks based purely on his religion and ethnicity. So how damaging has this controversy been to Reform UK? Well, if you look at the opinion polls, you would have to conclude, not very damaging at all. The fundamentals that were in place before the 6th of March have not changed, and the vast majority of Reform UK members are right behind Nigel. The country remains in inexorable decline, and that's not going to change before the next general election. So my conclusion is that in 6 months' time, the SPAT will have been forgotten. We'll have won the Runcorn by-election along with many other council elections, and our poll lead will be greater than it is now. Of course, Rupert Lowe will continue on as an MP, but I can't see any route back for him into the party as things stand. It may be that he must conclude that he joined the wrong party in the first place. Anyway, I've lost count of the number of times I've been asked the question over the last couple of weeks, are you Team Nigel or Team Rupert? My answer has always been the same. I'm Team Reform. Thank you.